אנחנו קוראים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 148 מאמר.
We're reading from Bala Sulam's article, the introduction to this to the Panim Meirot Umasbirot. We're continuing with item 19.
Also here we are dealing with the same problem. How can we rise to faith above reason, to the form of bestowal, to identify with the Creator? How can we rise above our level, the level of reception? This is our work. So I'm really happy that we finally came to this matter, and we'll work on it until we practically enter this level. Okay, item 19.
Yes, item 19. Our sages said, he is the evil inclination, he is Satan, he is the angel of death, he descends and incites, ascends and slanders, he comes and takes his soul. This is because two general corruptions occurred because of the sin of the tree of knowledge. The first corruption is the matter of ascends and slanders. Since he had been tempted to eat from the tree of knowledge and acquired a vessel of reception of the vacant space in the structure of his body, that in turn caused hatred and remoteness between the eternal life, light of life, that the Creator had breathed in the Adam's nostrils and Adam's body. It is similar to what our sages said. All who is proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. This is so because pride stems from the vessels of reception of the vacant space, from which the upper light had already departed from the time of the Tzimtzum onward. It's written in the Zohar that the Creator hates the bodies that are built only for themselves. For this reason, the light of life fled from him, and this is the first corruption. The second corruption is the descent of the 288 sparks that were already connected in the system of Kedusha, which now were given and descended to the system of Sitra Acha and the Klipot, so the world would not be destroyed. This is so because the system of Kedusha cannot sustain and nourish people and the world due to the hatred that had been made between Kedusha and the Kelim of the vacant space. This follows the law of opposites, as he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. Hence, the 288 sparks were given to the system of the Sitra Acha, so they would nurture and sustain man and the world all through the incarnations of the souls in the bodies. As it is written, 10,000 for a generation, and for 1,000 generations until the end of correction. Now you can see why they are called klipot. It is because they are like the peel on a fruit. The hard peel envelops and covers the fruit to keep it from any filth and harm until the fruit is eaten. Without it, the fruit would be corrupted and would not fulfill its purpose. Thus, you find that the 288 sparks were given to the klipot in order to sustain and qualify reality until they connect and attain their desired goal. The above-mentioned second corruption is the matter of come and takes his soul. I wish to say that even that tiny part of the soul that remains for a person as sweat of the previous life is also robbed by the Sitra Achra through that same bestowal that she gives him from the 288 sparks that have fallen into her. To understand this, you need a clear picture of the Sitra Achra as she really is. Thus, you will be able to examine all her ways. I've already shown in Panim Mesbirot Branch 6 that all the parts of reality of the lower world are branches extending from their roots like an imprint from a seal from the upper world and the upper from the one above it and that upper from its own upper. Know that any discernment in branches about the roots is only in the basis of their substance. This means that the substances in this world are corporeal bases, and the substances in the world of Yetzirah are spiritual bases relating to spirituality in Yetzirah. So it is in each and every world. However, the occurrences and the conducts in them have the same value from each branch to its root, like two drops of water, which are equal to one another, and like the imprint whose form is identical to the seal from which it was printed. Only once you know all of this, you can seek that branch that this upper Sitra Achra has in this world, and through it we will also know its root, the upper Sitra Achra. We find in the Zohar portion Tazria that the afflictions in people's bodies are branches of the upper Sitra Achra. Hence, let us take the animate level and learn from it. We find that the sprouting that occurs in its body through attainment of pleasure is what proliferates its life. For this reason, Providence has imprinted in the little ones that every place they rest their eyes on gives them pleasure and contentment, even the most trifling things. This is so because the level of the small must proliferate sufficiently to grow and sprout, and this is why their pleasure is copious. Thus, you find that the light of pleasure is the progenitor of life. However, this law applies only in pleasures that come to the level of as a whole. But in a pleasure of separation, when the pleasure is concentrated and received only by a separated part of the level of the animal, we find the opposite rule. If there is a defective place in its flesh, which demands scratching and rubbing, the act of scratching carries its reward with it, as one feels great pleasure pursuing it. However, this pleasure is sodden with a drop of potion of death if one does not govern one's desire and pays the haunting demand. The payment will increase the debt. In other words, according to the pleasure from scratching, so will the affliction increase and the pleasure will turn to pain, And when it begins to heal again, a new demand for scratching appears, and at a greater extent than before. And if one still cannot govern one's desire and pays to saturate the demand, the affliction will grow as well. Finally, it brings it a bitter drop, poisoning all the blood in that animal. You find that it died by receiving pleasure, since it is a pleasure of separation, which is received only by a separate part of the level. Hence, death operates in the level in the opposite manner from the pleasure administered to the entire level. Here we see before us the form of the upper sitra achra from head to toe. Her head is the will to receive only for herself and not to bestow outside of herself, as is the property of the demand in the afflicted flesh with respect to the entire animal. The body of the sitra achra is a certain form of demand that is not going to be paid. The repayment one makes increases the debt and the affliction even more, as with the example of receiving pleasure by scratching. The toe of the sitra achra is the drop of the potion of death which robs it and separates it from the last spark of life it had left, like the drop of the potion of death that intoxicates all the blood in the animal. This is the meaning of what our sages said: in the end, it comes and takes his soul. In other words, they said that the angel of death comes with a drawn sword and a drop of poison at its tip, and the person opens his mouth, he throws the drop inside, and he dies. The sword of the angel of death is the influence of the sitra achra, which is called cherev, sword, because of the separation that grows according to the measure of reception, and the separation destroys him. And one is compelled to open one's mouth, since one must receive the abundance of sustenance and persistence from her hands. In the end, the bitter drop at the tip of the sword reaches him, and this completes the separation to the last spark of his breath of life.
He writes an entire novel. What are you going to do? Questions? I don't know. Start with the questions. It's
Karagil
Ita 4, as usual. Maybe you should read it again. How to overcome those things? Typically, it's difficult for people. Let's hear questions. Maybe from that we'll learn how to approach this text. Ita 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. E quindi secondo questo articolo.
Hello, Rav.
Qual è la soluzione per scampare all'angelo della morte?
According to this article, what is the advice to deal with the angel of death?
Both reforming light, and not, first of all, not let the angel of death any nourishment, but to draw the light in order to receive, and as much as possible find actions of bestowal. That is what kills him. Turkey 3.
Hi, Rav. What is 288 sparks mentioned in the article?
We didn't learn it, probably. We're learning this in part seven of the study of the Tensfiot. In the shattering of the vessels, 320 parts, broken parts appear. And we can correct only 288 parts of them when the light from above shines. Out of those 320, they were all in order to receive, and you can correct them to in order to bestow. And 32, Lamed Bet, 32 sparks, remaining sparks, we're not able to correct. This, for now, it's enough for us to leave them without correction. We'll learn about this. Nothing will escape you if you continue.
Holland.
Morning, Raf. I have a question. If we're looking for the feeling and seeing that we are bringing contentment to later, is this a pipa? Because we don't feel and see that work itself is a reward. And what's the difference between a pipa and will to receive?
Will to receive is just the will to receive that the Creator created. And the klipa, the shell, is the will to receive that wants to receive in order to receive, although it's forbidden. That's the difference. There are things that are permitted to receive. Let's say I want to eat, drink, sleep. These things are permitted, depending on how I use them. But used normally, it's allowed. It's not a klipa. And there are things that I receive in order to receive pleasure, and I don't care that by that I cause harm to another, and I'm moving away from the Creator. This is for the klipa, this kind of desire.
So, Raf, the first question about feeling, and if we want to feel that we bring contentment, is that a klipa? Because we don't feel that the work itself is already a reward. Is that like, if we want to feel that our work bring contentment to the Creator, is it a klipa or not?
Yeah, to feel is fine, it's one thing. The other thing is, are you doing this in order to receive pleasure? This is the difference between the klipa and the kedusha. Because the klipa can say, come, let's bestow contentment to the Creator. But what does it want in return? It wants to receive pleasure. If not for the pleasure it receives, it will not do it. That's the difference between klipa and kedusha, the shell and the sanctity. The whole thing is about the result. Who should feel the result of the action? That's why we need to be under the restriction.
בסדר? אשקלון.
רב, הוא אומר כאן, צריך לייצר היטב.
He says here that we need to create well the picture of the Sitra as it is. We need to depict it correctly. My question is, what is the assistive matter to establish this for myself?
A desire to receive pleasure for itself. This is called klipa, sitracha, the other side, opposite the Creator. The Creator is entirely bestowal. If you wish to receive, that's the other side, sitracha, the other side. Now, it's possible that you're doing some very good things, but do you intend to enjoy from this or not? If you do this in order to feel pleasure, this is the other side, sitracha. If you do it and your intention is not specifically to enjoy from that, then you rise above it and you come to a state where you are resembling the Creator. And you enter then different kinds of pleasures, pleasures from bestowal instead of pleasures from reception. That is the difference. There's no prohibition to feel pleasure, only to derive pleasure from the action that you do in order to enjoy. But when you perform actions in order to give pleasures to others, please do it and enjoy it. Enjoy giving pleasure to others.
Understood. I wanted to ask, is there other materials that we can understand better, this material that we're learning right now, this introduction?
Everything by Baal HaSulam and Rabash, all of it, all the articles by Rabash, everything Baal HaSulam wrote, it only speaks of that. This is the main thing. How can we change our nature so that instead of enjoying reception, we will enjoy bestowal? That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, not just Kabbalah, the wisdom of Kabbalah. We need to change ourselves, perform actions after the restriction, the screen, the reflected light in equivalence of form, then you may enjoy and feel pleasure indefinitely, infinitely.
Yes, Rob. What is the difference between the death from the drop on the sword and the death from the punishment of the tree of knowledge?
I wouldn't make any distinction between them. It simply speaks of it in different ways. But at the end of the day, they're both a result of the will to receive.
Salt Lake City.
Hi, Rav. He says, like the imprint whose identical to its seal from which it was imprinted, we can seek the branch. From the branch, we can know the root. What is the upper root of the Sitra Akra, and how can we know it from the branch?
The root of the Sitra Acha is in the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph. You perform a restriction, and the Sitra Acha seemingly stands there in the first restriction, saying, I disagree with the restriction. I want to remain in adhesion with the upper light and enjoy it in order to receive.
Malchut Dein Sof. If
you can say that, it's not exactly, but to speak shortly, Malchut Ein Sof that received into itself the upper light and was filled completely, she doesn't want, seemingly doesn't want, it's making itself, but let's say there's something about her that doesn't let her completely get rid of the upper light. It's making an effort in order to do it. And from the root of that effort, the Sitra Acha was born. I can't express it so clearly, but think about it and you'll see that it's from there. I'm happy you have many questions, but we have to go to the last part of the lesson. Please.
שכל איש ידע שבו יש נר שדולק ואין נרו שלו כנר חברו צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ולגלות את אור הנר ברבים להאיר לבבות